This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast, where our mission is to impact someone's life every single day. We focus on how ordinary people become extraordinary. And here is your host, John Vasquez, the self-published author of You Must Believe Way of Life. Let's go.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I want to introduce myself. My name is Coach JV, and you landed on our Motivation Monday podcast. This podcast gets you up, gets you moving, and gets you grooving for the day, which I'm super excited about. But first of all, I want to tell you how important this day is. Monday is one of the most critical days of the week. You've been on my podcast for the last year. I want to say thank you. First of all, we're 10 days away from a year running this podcast, which is amazing. It is so amazing to think how fast it's gone by, and we want to thank you. And this is podcast number 256. We have not missed one Monday through Friday since we started this podcast. But Monday, I'm going to say it every single Monday, is one of the most critical days of the week because everybody's sleepy. Everybody's tired. That means that you, when you come in with energy, tenacity, excitement, you can separate yourself as a human being. You do not have to compete against other people. You can be the best version of yourself by waking up, getting moving, getting excited. Get your coffee before you get to work. Come in there with energy. Be the light for other people. And guess what? Bosses will promote you. Customers will want to do business with you. You'll be the person that's a shining light for everybody else out there. So get excited, get motivated on this Monday, and let's get going. Today's podcast is self-reflection time. We're going to do some deep self-reflection. But first, let me tell you a little bit about myself. If it's your first time on the podcast, I want to say welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast. And if you sent this podcast, somebody else, I want to say thank you for helping us fulfill our mission of impacting lives every single day. Whether wherever you're listening, iHeartRadio, Apple, wherever you're at, Stitcher, Lipston, we appreciate you so much for your support, your dedication, and helping us spread the word of this podcast. Couple call to action. If you can do us a huge favor, once you jump off this podcast, leave a 5-star rating, a detailed comment. It'll tell iTunes and all these other places we're doing a good job, and they'll put us in the top 100 podcasts. And the reason we want to do that is impact as many lives as humanly possible. Also, if you want JV as your personal coach, I am a health and fitness coach. I help people with mindset, health, and fitness through my 3T fitness: timing of your food, targeted macronutrients, and triggered workouts to turn your body into a fat-burning machine. I have a fully online coaching platform where I have clients all over the United States, different countries, and we also have in-person training here in Mesa, Arizona. We're expanding very quickly the 3T Fitness brand. Go to www.jvimpacts.com, and you can send me a direct message, email, whatever you feel comfortable with, or go to Instagram, jvimpacts underscore, Facebook at jvimpacts. Let's see what else. My personal page, JVWarrior444. All right, guys, let's get right into the podcast today. It is self-reflection time. It's time to get fired up. It's time to get motivated. I want to kick off this week with some deep self-reflection for myself and all of us. I feel like it's time, guys. It's August. We have August, September, October, November, December. We have 5 months left in this year. Let's do this. Instead of waiting till January, let's get ramped up now. Right now, July, August, people are sleeping at the wheel. They're tired, they're worn out, they're not focused, and this is your time to self-reflect, pick up the ball, and let's finish strong. Forget New Year's 2019. Let's get after it right now. So it's time to dig deep, pull out the most powerful tool we have. All right, guys and gals, the most powerful tool you have is that mirror in your house, your car, your bathroom, and I want you to ask yourself these questions. Number one, is your health on track? So write that down. Number two, are your finances on track? These are all self-reflection. The only questions you can ask. Number three, are you taking care of yourself financially, spiritually, personally? Next, are you happy with how you feel inside and out? These are deep self-reflections you need to do. Next, what excuses do you keep making? So did you set a goal in January and you keep making excuse after excuse? I don't have time to go to the gym, which is bullshit. Everybody has time to go to the gym. Oh, you don't understand, John. I have kids. I have 3 kids. I have a wife. I run multiple companies. I work from 3:52. I wake up at 3:52 and I go to bed about 10, 11 o'clock every night. I get it. I make time to work out. So don't give me your excuses. Next. Now that we've asked ourselves these questions and you're looking in the mirror, we're going to take it one step further. I like to dive deep to the emotion. The next thing you're going to ask yourself is, what is the impact to these questions? So if you're not taking care of your health, you're not taking care of your finances, you're not taking care of yourself, and you don't feel good inside and out, and you keep making excuses over and over and over again, let's take it to another level. What impact are these questions having on your family, your relationships, your work, and most of all, your productivity? Because without productivity, you're not going to be able to move your family forward at all. So we're not only going to self-reflect on these questions, but we're going to ask ourselves, what is the impact to my family, relationships, my work, my productivity? And now it's time to self-reflect and understand. This is the truth. Get ready for this, guys. You are the problem in every single situation. If none of these are working out, you're the problem. Or maybe it's one that's not working out. You are the problem. You could blame your health on other people. You could blame your finances on your spouse, partner, or loved one. You have choices. You can blame how happy you feel inside and out on the world. You can blame and get excuses why you can't go to the gym. But listen, you're impacting your family, your relationships, your work, and your productivity. I guarantee you. So it's time to get your health on track and stop making excuses. Yes, you have time to go to the gym. You absolutely do. You're making choices that allow you not to go to the gym. Well, John, you understand I have a family. You need to get up earlier. You need to do health and fitness with your kids. You need to go to the park. You need to go work out with your kids. There's so many opportunities. You get your kids off their damn iPads, off their video games, and go do active stuff with them. It's not just that you have to go to a gym. Just get active, get moving, go on a family walk. You have time to take care of your health. You have time to eat healthy. That's a big ass excuse. I've heard multiple times people within the last couple months saying, you know, they start my fitness programs. I'm just keeping it real. They start my fitness programs. They're like, oh, life got in the way. This isn't about doing a program for 3 months and just stopping. This is a lifestyle change. Life should not get in the way of your health and fitness. That's backwards. Health and fitness should get in the way of your life, because without your health, you're not going to have life. Think about that. Are your finances on track? That's your fault. That's your fault. If you're not productive enough at work to get promoted, or if you're just kind of skating by, you're not going to make any more money. You're not going to get your finances back on track. Where are you spending your money? Look at your heart. Where's your money going to? Are you taking care of yourself? That's a choice. That's a choice. And if you're with a spouse, partner, or loved one doesn't allow you to take care of yourself, that's a huge problem. You need to evaluate your relationship. Next, are you happy with how you feel inside and out? That's your fault. If you don't like what you see in the mirror, it's your fault. You put the food in your mouth. You decided not to go to the gym. You decided not to take care of yourself. And next, what excuses do you keep making? These are all excuses. They're all choices that you made about your life. That's what excuses are. So it's time to self-reflect, because I guarantee it's affecting your family. I guarantee it's affecting your sex life and relationships. I guarantee it's affecting your work because you're not productive. And I guarantee your productivity in everything you do is down, because you're not taking care of yourself. So today I want you to self-reflect. That's all I want to say on the podcast today. I want you to self-reflect on these. I want you to write these questions down. I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself, why am I letting myself down? And stop blaming other people. It's nobody else's fault why you're in the position you're in. It's nobody else's fault, guys and gals. Nobody. It's your fault. And once you learn that power to take responsibility for every situation in your life, you will skyrocket in success, because you don't have time, damn it, to sit there and blame other people. By sitting there and blaming other people, you're wasting valuable time to be productive and get your ass on track. So let's do it today. All of us are going to self-reflect. We're going to reset for the next 5 months. And as people are setting New Year's resolutions, we're going to be creating a revolution. We're going to be changing our life now. Now is the time. Now is the time to take action. So hopefully this podcast today, it did fire you up. I know you're still waiting on here. You're still rocking and rolling. I appreciate you. Get fired up today. Self-reflect. Stop blaming other people and let's go. I appreciate you guys so much. My name is Coach John Boskus and I'm fired up. And tomorrow's podcast, you're going to want to be on there, guys. It's going to be a good one. So check. All of them are good. This is going to be a really good pod. Podcast 257. Is this a magic pill? Nutrient driver? One of the most powerful supplements I have found in my 21 years in the fitness industry. You're going to want to check this one out. Send this podcast. Somebody hasn't heard it yet. We appreciate you guys so much. Let's get fired up this week, ripping off the Band-Aid in 2018 so that as a family, we can move forward. Let's have a great day today, guys. Remember, it's Motivation Monday. Be inspired. Be motivated, be aware, and let's go.
That's it for today's episode. In order for us to fulfill our mission, please share this podcast with a friend so you too can impact someone's life today. Visit us at jvimpacts.com and make sure to pick up your copy of You Must Believe Way of Life. Remember, ordinary people can do extraordinary things. Talk to you soon.